This is Earth and Sky. Many plastics burn easily. So through the years, manufacturers have added chemicals to their plastics to make them more fire resistant.
But some of those additives are being phased out because, for example, they're toxic to animals or because they damage the ozone layer. Scientists have been eager to find safer additives. Jack Douglas is a materials scientist at the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
He and a colleague studied plastics that contain a new kind of additive, so-called carbon nanotubes. These are fibers made of carbon only a few atoms wide. Plastics containing them don't burn as easily as ordinary plastics.
Without the tubes, it sort of bubbles and kind of looks like hot pudding. Because there's a lot of convection, things get very hot, and that creates circulation in the fluid underneath, and the bubbles come to the top and pop.
In ordinary plastic, gas that's released by those popping bubbles causes the plastic to burn faster and hotter. In the plastic made with nanotubes, the bubbles are trapped. They can't pop as easily. The nanotubes also create an insulating layer on the outside.
Douglas says these new plastics could be useful on spacecraft, where fires are especially dangerous. They could also be used in body armor or firefighting gear. Our thanks today to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird, for Earth and Sky.